these girls who were rooming on the outside had gone over to the neighboring town to see the crucifixion of Christ. They came back home and went, of course, to bed that night, and one of them was dreaming about this and walked off one of those courts. Just fell to the earth, paralyzed her for life. From the waist down.
The other one was okay? Morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it is cold, well, we've already been there, I'm sorry. Let's see, where are we? Speaking of rooms and their height, you say this room is about 9 feet?
Huh?
Feet high? Okay. This is what we're supposed to do, Paul. Yeah. Make a floor plan of the house and name the room. Okay? Here's a piece of paper.
Yeah,
we were talking about rooms just a second ago.
Yeah. Well, is this the house we're in now?
No, this is make a floor plan of the house and name it. I suppose, yeah. Draw sketches, if possible, a complete drawing of the house he lives in now. So I get a complete drawing of the old homestead if he has moved since boyhood and girlhood. So, two houses.
All right, we're talking about the house here now.
Okay, first
all
house
right.
Here.
We're coming in the front door and we come into a hall.
Okay, you want to go ahead and draw a blueprint for me?
Don't show this to your father.
I won't.
He'll be wanting me before next.
Take Dale McLean's place.
Yeah. All right, let's see now. What I'm doing. Let's see now.
Will you use a darker pen?
This is a big one. All right,
now. What do you call this big one? Now go ahead and draw your
On the left, you go into a large room called the living room or parlor. Living room, and just to the back of this living room, there is no partition, but a flower box arrangement separates the living room and dining area.
You want to label that as you go along? just put initials or something.
They've been done. All right.
So L and D so all far, right. Okay?
Leading off the living room is a combination kitchen and den. This could be the great room, as we call it. But anyway, the kitchen and den. An eating area, a breakfast nook, and a cooking area. And sofa. And then,
you have a door over there?
Right.
The hall. Where's the hall in? I'm getting lost. I'm in the house.
You're in the dining room. Right, here's the hall. All
that's
right.
That hall?
Now, on the opposite side of the hall coming in on the living room is a guest bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And this hallway.
Label that?
That's the guest bedroom.
Gee, okay.
This hall goes through to meet the living area. This hallway, it becomes a part of the whole thing right here.
So it's part of the great room, huh?
All right, part of the great room. All right, then this hall is continued down. That's off.
Yeah. Okay, I see where we're going now, yeah. Where's the flower room?
What are you talking about, flower room?
The part we initially came to next to the carport.
All right. Moving down. All right. This right here. This is the enclosure.
Enclosure. Okay. It's kind of like a porch.
Uh-huh.
What about your carport?